You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Fancy New Band, which is happening tonight for free at Whammy Bar with Deb 5000.
This one's about termite queens.
Big woo indeed. That is Deb 5000 playing live at Fancy New Band way back in March now, like the last Fancy New Band before lockdown, with Termite Queen. And we have got Jess and Kiara from Deb 5000 in the studio. Morena, how are you guys?
Good.
Hey.
How are you doing?
Good. It's so exciting to have you up here because, of course, you're playing tonight alongside a bunch of other awesome artists for our big Fancy New Band showcase. How are you feeling?
Stoked.
Yeah, pretty keen.
Yeah.
Pretty keen.
Yeah.
Ready to get out there?
Yeah.
You guys have played a couple of gigs since lockdown's lifted. How's that been?
It was really good. We did, was it just
from one?
One
show.
Yeah, just one at the Vault, Kiara's, like, sick venue.
Mean.
It was real fun and real good buzz.
Yeah, as you before you were saying, before we went on, Rachel was saying that the vibe is just real good. Like, everyone's keen to get out and just be with each other and listen to loud offensive music.
It's so awesome. Yeah, and I think all gigs are just like busy as at the moment too, which is really nice to see because people are just going out and experiencing stuff that maybe they wouldn't go and see otherwise, but they're just happy to be there kind of thing.
Totally.
Yeah. And Fancy New Band's an awesome one for that because you get a bit of taste of a lot of different genres of music going on. Obviously you guys have got the old punk Riot Girl kind of history behind you there as well, but we've got some, you know, rap, and we've got some glamorous synth pop on there too, so it's going to be old smorgasbord of music tonight.
Yeah, that's the one.
Jess, you're one of the vocalists for Deb 5000. Do you also write the tracks?
Yeah, me and Steph usually write the music together, like the lyrics and riffs and stuff. Steph's real mean at riffs. and then we're like, we'll bring it to Nicole and Kiara and like kind of jam it out. And then it sounds way better all of a sudden.
Yeah. And your sort of like subject matter for your songs is maybe not what people would necessarily expect from a punk band. Termite Queen, what is that track about?
So I was watching this film. I can't for the life of me remember what it was called, but it was like this like 1970s like kind of documentary about bugs. And it was called The Hailstrom Chronicle.
Nice.
Yeah, which is a really
good
name.
It sounds like a sci-fi film, but...
Yeah, well, like, the weird thing was that it was, like, 90% documentary about bugs, like your average like David Attenborough style thing. Yeah. But then it kind of like got flipped a little bit at the end, and this kind of like with this guy like having this sort of rant off at the end about how all these bugs are going to take over the world. And
whoa.
Yeah. Yeah.
So it is a bit sci-fi.
Yeah, it is. But like in this really like kind of like, oh okay. Alright. And yeah, it just has this like really long bit about termites, and it just kind of made me gag a bit, but in a fun way. It's like so yucky, and I was just like, what the fuck are these things? And then Steph just thought they were cool because she's a scientist and she doesn't get grossed out.
But, nice.
Yeah.
And thus and Termite was just, Queen was born.
Exactly. Yeah. They're just so weird and fat and like they're just like these big, it's like a sci-fi, like, you know, the mom is just this big, this yeah. big bloated lump of egg laying, and she's huge, and her body is like minuscule, and then like, it's like she's like regular termite size at the front, and then the body's like, it's like a whole fucking...
A bus.
It's like a kumara or something on the back. But it's like, you know, it's like the biggest slug ever. I don't know, it's fucked.
I really like the line, she may be ugly, but she doesn't care. It's like,
that was actually...
That's pretty punk. That is yeah. a pretty punk bug. Yeah.
Amelia actually helped me out with that, because that was one of my like first tries at writing lyrics, and I was just like, oh man, I don't know what I'm doing. Amelia, help me out. Because she's like my good bitch to go to when I need homework. Work help and
yeah,
shit.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's good. That's what you need friends for. You've all been in many bands around the Auckland scene in the past. How did this project specifically come to be? Did you guys just think, we need a bit of riot punk in our lives?
Well, like, I hadn't been in a band, well, since Ralph, and I hadn't played guitar in front of anyone since I was, like, 19. And basically, I, like, did a volunteer thing for a girls' rock camp, like, a couple girls rocks back, and it was just real awesome, and I got real jealous of everyone like playing guitars, and I was just like, man, I haven't done this for so long, like I still, you know, it would be so cool to be in a band. And I kind of thought about that for a while, but like it's like, who do you start a band with? And then you know, afterwards we had this little like picnic, and like Steph was there, and she was just kind of saying like, oh man, I really want to be in like a real bonehead like punk band. And then and I was like, hell yeah, me too, just something real dumb and like just for fun and like just like rock out and be stupid. And we were like, yeah, fuck yeah, okay, let's do this.
And then and then you pulled in Kiara and Nicole as well.
Yeah, well, our first drummer was Yana, who was also at Girls Rock. Nicole was also at Girls Rock. And then she had to leave because she just had a baby.
Ooh,
with her partner.
Congrats, Yana.
And we asked Kiara, and she's been the most amazing fit, and she's a ray of sunshine.
Fantastic. Well, we can't wait to see you guys kill it tonight at Whammy Bar, or if people can't head along to Whammy Bar, from the comfort of their couch watching via the live stream. Technology, we love it.
So future.
So we're going to listen to another track from when you came and played for us. When are we going to get some recordings of Deb 5000? Is this something that's going to be happening in the future, maybe?
We have been discussing it.
Yes, it's going to be recorded. We haven't told Rory Dunn, but Rory Dunn is recording us.
Hello, Rory Dunn.
If you're listening, I doubt you are. You're asleep. I know you are.
but he's going to be recording.
He's going to be recording us.
We're
at
roping
the vault.
You in, man.
Yeah. Whether you like it or not, Rory. hopefully within the next couple of months.
That's
get those
awesome.
Down.
Yeah.
Fantastic. Well, in the meantime, we're going to listen to this awesome live recording, and we will catch you guys tonight.
Woo.
Joyce shot.
Thanks.
Everything gives me the chance. I will.
Vibe 5000 recorded live up at BFM studio right before lockdown. That was our last fancy new band before we all went into hibernation. But we're all very much coming out of it now, and you can catch Deb 5000 tonight at 9:30. They're the second act on. Come down early so you can catch Fable 2, who will also be awesome. It's totally free. It's happening at Whammy Bar. It's all thanks to NZ On Air, so cheer NZ On Air. And it's going to be a really, really mint time, so we'll see you there.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95bfm.com/bcasts.